Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, with wheat prices dipping lower, OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says we may or may not have seen the bottom.
Well, let's look at a chart we showed last week that starts in January of 2008. Now, in January of 2008, we had prices all around upper eights, low $9. By March, early March in 2008, they peaked out at $12.16. Now, this price rally was because supplies were tight. Production had been low, use had been relatively good, and it drove prices up. But by the time we got into harvest, those prices had fallen to $8 to $9. Now, you remember the world's harvest starts in March in India and Asia and some of those, North Africa and some of those. So we had a good harvest coming on, and we had taken $3 up to $4 off of that price between March and our harvest. By the time we got into early December, we'd dropped to $4.50. We'd taken $8 off of that price because of a good harvest. Now, prices wallowed around. They went back up to $9. They came back down. And as we got into June of 2010, they were down to $3.60. They rallied back up in 10, back up to near $9. We bottomed out in 2016 at $2.90. And so this shows you, looking back at 08 and 10, that we can have some big moves in the market.
Anderson says we're seeing lower markets across all commodities.
Well, lower prices is in just about every market. I mean, you look at corn prices. You go back to May, $5.90, up into April, $7.40, now back down to $5.50. And our corn is just in the ground, and our harvest isn't for several months. But now we have had good crops down in Brazil and Argentina. You look at soybeans, go back to April, $13.30. $15 in early June, back down to $12.40 now. Cotton, a dollar back in March-April time period, got up to $1.33. Now, these are new crop prices, 22 harvest prices, and they're down to 90 cents. You've seen oil prices, everything, all the commodities, the stocks, everything's coming down.
So what should producers be doing?
Well, you know me, one, have a written marketing plan, but two, I like to sell our commodities when at harvest, when we're getting them off the machine. We do not know what prices are going to do. There's a lot of risk in the market, and I say just get it over with and stagger it in over harvest.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sun Up, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
When hay season hits, it's time to act. You don't want to be left high and dry. Trust Great Plains Kubota to get the job done. We'll help you prepare to cut, dry, rake, and bale. You'll cover more ground with Great Plains Kubota's full line of hay tools. Stop by one of our locations and glide right through hay season. When you want more than just a Kubota, you need the brand that serves, Great Plains Kubota. Visit gpkubota.com for the location nearest you.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.